Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Talking Baseball on this July 4th holiday. And we do have baseball. Giants are at Oracle Park and spring training 2.0. And we'll be talking a lot about it today with Kerry Crowley, Maria Guardado. Steve Gilbert will join us of MLB.com down in Arizona. But baseball is happening. And we'll have to just see how things go. It's sort of day to day. And hopefully things will go well for the next couple of weeks. And we will have a 60-game season that begins on July the 23rd. Apparently the Giants are going to be on the road again down in L.A. And probably will be a national TV game. And let's see. We're a long way from it. And hopefully everyone stays safe and washes their hands and social distance and wears a mask. Because the only way you can contain this virus, there's only one way, and that is the way that has been suggested by the CDC and people who understand this stuff, and that is to take it seriously and don't flaunt, you know, your confidence that, well, this thing can't bother me. It's just not the way the world works, not the medical world, the science world. And we want to do what's smart. So on this July 4th, I'm not sure we've ever had one quite like this with things going on in the country, certainly in baseball, the pandemic, the depression. Who knows what the next couple of months are going to look like, but we can celebrate a little bit of baseball of July the 4th. And we go back to what life was like when it all started, and it was a different world, different people, slave owners, founding fathers and all that. So things change over years, and over 400 years, it's about time that things changed. And we'll see how baseball is going to react to this. But July 4th is a milestone, and it is a day that we can celebrate and try to bring some happiness into our lives, whether you shelter at home or you can get together in small groups. If you, as long as you do it intelligently and smartly, that is the way to do it. So that's where we are on this July 4th. We've got a good show coming up today. It is the anniversary tomorrow of Larry Doby breaking the color line, integrating the American League, and we celebrate that every year on the show. Very, very important person in the social world, in the baseball world. We always talk about Jackie Robinson and April 15th of 47. Well, here July 5th of 47, Larry Doby, this 22-year-old, is thrust into the locker room of the Cleveland Indians, and they didn't want any part of him. A couple of days coming up here, Satchel Paige, we have his birthday coming up and his debut in the American League at 42 years old, one of the greatest pitchers of all time. So we're going to talk about Satchel. Phil Dixon is going to join us from the Negro League Baseball Museum, an author, historian, did the excellent book about Dizzy Dean and the barnstorming tour, as he wrote the book through the eyes of the African-American players, the black players, something that hadn't been done before. So Phil's going to join us as well. We've got Bill Lasky coming up, as I say, Kerry Crowley, and a lot of our regulars. We're going to have a lot of fun with that today. We've got Ernie Harwell's Ode to Baseball, and it's a little bit of a corny poem, a little bit in today's world, but it was what baseball meant to Ernie Harwell back in the 50s, and it's where baseball has its spot in American culture. So we play that every July 4th as well. We've got a very special song about Satchel Paige coming up. Bob Bossin, a fabulous, fabulous folk singer, songwriter, wrote the beautiful song about Satchel Paige. We'll try to play that for you later. Bob has given us permission to do that. So we've got a lot of good things coming up, and I know the family is listening today, and we've got Bonnie and Greg and Ruby and Noah hopefully enjoying the day, and Robin and Evan and Lolly and Stella down in Southern California, and Aaron, I'm so proud of him working at Byright and staying safe, and thank Christina and Barbara and Penny for doing so much to get us on the air and taking care of the San Francisco production, and Piero as well, and Marlene down in Southern California too. So many people in the family that I'm sorry I don't get to see enough of them. And that's something that we're just going to have to put up with for a number of months to go until this virus is contained. And I hope we can do it smartly. So that's my message to everybody on July the 4th of 2020. But we will have baseball. If everything goes well, we should have some games coming up starting July the 23rd. All right. Raf doing a great job. We've got Greatest Game for you today, brought to us by Georgie Brothers as well. There's so many things to be thankful for, so we have to always remember that. But we'll have a good show for you today. And then we've got back to Giants baseball after the show. And, of course, everything will be archived at my page at KMBR.com, a podcast page, or loveofthegameproductions.com. So let's get it rolling. We'll take a break and come back with Kerry Crowley of the Bay Area News Group right after this.